Well, as we heard about earlier this hour, President Obama has announced that future oil and gas leasing is indefinitely off limits in vast areas of U.S. waters, including parts of the Arctic. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau joined him in a similar move. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer is here to tell us more about that. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Jeannie.
So what is Prime Minister Trudeau doing to restrict drilling right now?
Quite similar to what President Obama has done. There's a couple of things different, but the first thing, of course, is that the two governments have joined together to make this announcement, I think sending the same signal about protecting the Arctic. The agreement they've struck, or the joint announcement, is threefold. First of all, the same kind of ban, on indefinite ban on oil drilling leases through the Canadian Arctic. Second of all, an agreement by Canada and the United States to begin working for the future on identifying the safest shipping routes through that area as the ice goes and as the Arctic opens up to shipping. And third of all, an agreement to look at protecting the fishery up there and opening up the waters for fishing by the indigenous people. Again, as the ice goes and the waters open up, there is expected to be a fishery up there. So Canada and the United States are going to work together on identifying the best places.
So overall, what's the response been to this joint announcement in Canada?
Well, there's been a couple of things here. I guess the first thing that's interesting is there is one difference. The Canadian ban, whereas the American ban is permanent, depending, of course, on legal challenges.
Right. We're putting scare quotes around the word permanent if you're not in the room with us.
That's right. There will be an argument over that, I suspect, the courts will deal with. Here, the Canadian government has simply announced that this indefinite ban will be reviewed every 5 years. So a long-standing tradition in Canadian law that one government cannot bind future governments. So I think that sort of recognizes the idea of a review is that if there's a change of government or a change of circumstances, the ban would be subject to a review 5 years from now.
So what does this mean for companies, even though in 5 years things could change, what does this mean for companies who currently already have leases to drill in the Arctic?
It doesn't really mean an awful lot. There are a bunch of leases already. No one is exercising those leases at the moment because oil prices are too low. So frankly, the companies, some companies are looking for extensions, but nobody is exercising their leases at the moment. I think if prices recover, if world other areas in the world where oil and gas has been developed, if those start to play out, then I think there'd be renewed interest. But at the moment, it's a kind of a hypothetical thing. Nobody is exercising those leases anyway, and existing leases are not affected. This would apply to new licenses. It also might affect licenses they're time dated that are running out. The government may simply not renew those, which would mean they would expire.
Vaughn, you said that there's a provision in Canadian law where every 5 years provisions and laws are reviewed so that future governments don't have to follow what previous governments did. But even before that 5 year time period, would it be hard to reverse the ban that Prime Minister Trudeau just announced?
I think as long as he's in power, no one's going to reverse it. You asked me about reaction, and there was a reaction yesterday by the government of Canada's Northwest Territories, which covers most of the Canadian Arctic. The head of that government said he was very disappointed that the national government had made this decision without consulting the local people. So the Canadian courts have held that where resource development is at stake, either thumbs up or thumbs down, the indigenous people of the country have a right to be consulted and their interests accommodated. So it is possible there could be a court challenge. But again, I think the situation for development up there of oil and gas is so hypothetical that that probably wouldn't come to fruition for a while anyway. Trudeau himself will be facing re-election in, 2019? His current, if there were a change of government, obviously the next government, as I say, would have the option of suspending this or reversing it or expanding it for that matter, because there's, as I say, a general recognition in Canadian law that a government today can't bind a future one, although if a decision is taken like creating a national park or banning development in a certain area, it does take a certain amount of political will to reverse that. Very rarely are those kind of decisions reversed, even though governments have the option of doing so.
Well, we know that these bans represent a win for environmentalists who are concerned about climate change and how that's affecting the Arctic, but environmentalists are already pretty unhappy with Prime Minister Trudeau's approval of the Trans Mountain Yes. Pipeline expansion, which we've talked about before with you. The expansion triples the amount of oil sent from the Alberta oil sands to the Vancouver area. It means more oil tankers going through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So what's the latest on that pipeline approval?
Trudeau was in British Columbia yesterday doing news media. He spoke to my newspaper, the Vancouver Sun. He did CBC, did a bunch of other radio, and all on the same message that this is of a piece. For Canada's climate action plan to work, the Canadian economy must be made to work as well. For Canada's limit on emissions from the Alberta oil sands to work, Canada must be getting its oil to world markets and get a better price. So it's all of a piece, says Trudeau. And you're right, he's increasingly fitting all this together. He's saying, look, I'm doing this for environment, for the environment, I'm doing this for the economy, and for all of this to work, it has to work together. It is not an easy political sell, Jeannie. However, the most recent opinion poll out this week shows that British Columbians are evenly divided on the pipeline expansion, about 45% in favor, about 45% opposed, so split right down the middle. Considering the amount of backlash from environmental groups in BC over that decision, it's remarkable that public opinion is so easily divided. It suggests that, to me anyway, that Trudeau has made some progress persuading Canadians that this is needed for the economy, even if it is opposed by some environmentalists.
Well, we'll certainly keep talking with you about that pipeline. It'll affect us all over the Pacific Northwest. Vaughn Palmer, thank you so much for joining us, as you do every week.
Bye-bye, Jeannie.